Roundtable. You never know what we'll be listening to on the roundtable. It's 10:40 on a Thursday morning, and Sean Stone is digital editor of The Alt. He joins us now to talk about what he's seen lately and what cultural events are coming this weekend and throughout the week. Sean Stone, welcome back, buddy.
Good morning, Ray.
What was that music? Do we know?
Yes, that's the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. We'll get to that in a minute.
All right, all right. I'll wait for it.
Saw a couple of movies this week. First was Fist Fight. Have you heard of this one?
I've seen the ads, but I'm unlikely to see it.
Yes, it's Ice Cube. It's a comedy. Ice Cube plays sort of a parody of Morgan Freeman with a baseball bat, and Charlie Day plays a craven weasel.
Hmm.
And mostly the comedy is watching Charlie Day continually sink lower and lower to try to avoid having to fight Ice Cube. And it's fairly amusing.
It takes place in a school, yeah?
Yeah, see, that's interesting because it's an R-rated comedy about the last day of school. Now, 30 years ago, when I would have been the target audience for this movie, it would have been about the students. But I think they've given up on teenage boys going to see anything but superhero movies. You can't pry them away from their PlayStations.
Right.
So they make it about the teachers, hoping that the old people who remember what these comedies are like will go to them.
And you went.
Yeah, it was 90 minutes long.
How Did you like it?
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right.
Well, it's a ringing endorsement.
It is a ringing endorsement.
All right.
And I saw I Am Not Your Negro. This is a documentary by filmmaker Raoul Peck based on the writings of James Baldwin. It takes its premise from an unpublished manuscript of his. It's all basically vintage footage, but it's very dynamically edited, and the graphics are great, and Samuel L. Jackson does the readings from the book.
I hear it's fantastic.
It is. It's nominated for an Oscar.
Yep.
So I'd recommend that strongly.
Okay.
Bunch of stuff. This week, tonight, John Doe, founder of the legendary Los Angeles punk band X, will be at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson.
Oh, no
kidding. At 8 p.m.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
It's a big deal. At the Capitol Theater in Rome, it's the end of their Cartoon Madness week. Today and tomorrow at 3 and Saturday at 7 p.m., it's a classic Looney Tunes Merry Melodies program. This year's a salute to Daffy Duck, so they're showing Duck Dodgers, Robin Hood Daffy, and Duck Amuck, I believe, are all part of the program.
Have you ever seen the Looney Tunes on the big screen?
Yes.
It is. There's nothing like it in the whole world.
No. With an audience, it's the best thing in the world.
Absolutely.
Also tonight, here's one for the kids. A rock band called Young the Giant will be at the Palace Theater in Albany. That's at 8 o'clock. Also tonight through Sunday, various times, the Madison Theater does their repertory screenings here in Albany. They're going to show Sunrise, which was one of the early Oscar winners.
How? No, late 30s, early 40s? When was that?
Sunrise is 28.
28?
So it's a silent.
When was the first Academy Awards?
28, 29.
Oh. All right, fair enough.
Janet Gaynor won Best Actress for this. And then Friday, I know you're probably an enthusiast of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Only in the Monty Python references.
There you go. Well, for years and years and years, decades and decades, the only people who won were pop singers,
mm-hmm.
You know, ABBA, Celine Dion,
sure,
Franz Gall. Well, in 2006, a Finnish heavy metal band named Lordi, who wear crazy costumes like Gwar, won.
Huh.
They are finally, now 11 years after that, making their first American tour. And they are going to the Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park on Friday at 8 o'clock. So it should be nutty.
You going to go?
No, absolutely not.
Fair, and I'm with you there.
And also Friday night at the Egg in Albany, it's the Scottish singer-songwriter K.T. Tungstall. She was big in the 90s. Lately, she's been doing film music,
mm-hmm.
And now she has a new album, and she's back out on the road.
And the Egg is about one of the greatest places to see music.
Yeah, well, especially if it's, you know, if it's a singer-songwriter. You know, I was lucky enough to see, like, you know, the Roaches and Kane Anima Garagalera over the years. It's a great place for that kind of context.
I saw King Crimson there a couple of years ago, and it was one of the greatest things ever.
Do you see I haven't seen where the dates are. They've announced another tour.
Of the States?
Yeah. Four drummers.
Four?
Four drummers.
Did you see them on the last tour with the three?
I was sick. I was supposed to go, but I got sick.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll have to get Tony Levin back on here.
Okay, and here we get to the intro music, the Bridge Jazz Festival. Though this is something that it's a collaboration between the College of St. Rose and the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. We heard the Dirty Dozen Brass Band Friday night at 7:30. They're going to be headlining a program at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. And then Saturday night at the Mastery Center for the Arts over on Madison Avenue in Albany, it's going to be Maceo Parker and Surreal Ami and a local band called The Chronicles. So it's two nights of jazz. It's not very expensive. It's two great venues. It's a good deal.
Have you seen Maceo ever?
No, I actually haven't.
Amazing. I interviewed him many years ago. The loveliest person possibly on the planet. Next to yourself, of course.
Oh, yeah. Saturday night at the Van Dyke Lounge in Schenectady, their comedy series wraps up with Moody McCarthy and Dennis Rooney, who I am sure you have seen on some TV show because they've been on all of them.
I watched shows from 50 years ago, so it's not so likely. Were they on the Dick Van Dyke Show?
No, I didn't see them, actually. And then Sunday afternoon at the Union College Memorial Chapel, the Union College Concert Series continues with the Hagen Quartet. It's actually three siblings and a fourth. They're from Austria. They don't tour in the States very much. They're going to be playing Beethoven, Bartok, and Dvorak, and that's at 3 o'clock on Sunday at Union College.
Beautiful.
And then Sunday night at Proctor's in Schenectady, it's two beards and a drummer, ZZ Top.
Can't go wrong.
And they've been together since 1969.
I saw them in 19 on the El Loco tour, Glens Falls Civic Center. It was maybe 1981. Amazing.
Oh, wow.
We only have about 20 seconds. What movies are coming out here?
Get Out, which is a horror movie from Peele, of Key and Peele. The Red Turtle, which is an Oscar-nominated animated film. The Salesman, Rock Dog, and Collide, which is some kind of action movie with Anthony Hopkins that pops up on my screen every time I click on my
browser. Oh, that's always fun. Sean Stone is the digital editor of The Alt online at TheAlt.com. Sean, thank you, sir. We'll see you next week. Congressional Corner is next on The Roundtable.